again from Digital 2011. Business Birmingham are delighted to be sponsoring this briefing this morning, and it's great that, so many of you are able to, come and join us. Obviously, it's very fitting that this conference is here in Birmingham. You may well be aware already that the city and the wider region is already home to 64,000 people in the digital sector. Some of you may not be so aware that it's such a centre of excellence for games. We're home to just under a quarter of the games workforce for the UK. That's not only from some of the major companies that you're probably aware of, the likes of Sega, Rare, Blitz, Codemasters, but thousands of innovative smaller firms as well. So hopefully you'll get a chance to meet some of those over the coming day as well. Business Birmingham is running a programme over the next 2 days, which launches a key part of. It's called Two Digital Days, and it's where we showcasing the city to a number of national and international firms. Our target is to create 12,000 new jobs by 2015, and digital jobs are obviously an incredibly important part of that. So hopefully you'll get today a real sense of, Birmingham, what the city has to offer, not just as a fantastic location to launch a business, but also to launch a career and to launch a technology as well. So that's it from me. I'm not going to hold you back from your conversations too long. I'm just going to hand over to Jason, who I think is going to say a few words.
Thanks very much, thank you. Hello all. Those of you who don't know me, which is actually most of the room, which is nice. My name is Jason Paul. I head up Game Central, which is a network support organisation really for the games industry. It's been running for a couple of years now. Originally funded through the IDAs and through Screeners Midlands. Obviously that situation's changed slightly in the last 6 months or so. So we've had a bit of a rethink over actually what that means for us. And you know, part of that was being very, very honest and thinking, do we just close it? You know, there's no funding there. Is there a need for it? Or was it did we create this thing because the funding was there? And actually we realised that no, absolutely not. And there is, if not now, more than ever, there is a need for what Game Central actually does. So we decided to keep it going. I'm going to quickly run through what Game Central actually does. Works, fantastic. So who are the people behind it? I've been running it for the last couple of years with Marie Falston from Screen of Midlands. She's now still doing bits of work with Game Central, but we're working increasingly with Guy Wilde, who's just moved there. He is going to help us to develop what the next iteration of Game Central should be. Guy, for those of you who haven't worked with him or known him before, has a vast track record in the games industry.